What up, what up? Hey, everybody. Hello, everybody. Let me know if my mic is working better. I tried to fix it, so give me a thumbs up if my mic is working just a little bit better. I'm trying to watch it on here, and I think it's working better. I don't know, but how do you guys like my Selena, I David. I decided to wear a tribute to El Paso, because a lot of people see me on, they're like, hey, man, not everyone says David here, man. Not everyone says David. I'm like, you're right. And I know you love Selena. So I'm going to wear a Selena shirt for El Paso. All right. What do you guys think of this? This was sent to me in my P.O. box. Bing, 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 bing. It's the Nino Punch doll. It's the Nino. I don't know. But, yo. You know? So this is from the Groovy Duck Shop. And she gives anybody who goes and purchases a Nino doll. I think she has a Trump doll. I think she has it all on there. It's the Groovy Duck on Etsy. And you get a 20% donation off each doll. So her name is Mary Stang. Thank you, Mary Stang. It caught my attention. I get a lot of stuff in my P.O. box. Elderberry supplements. Thank you so much. I got letters that I read. I get a lot of letters and I'm reading them all. I do read them all. I got prayer cards. A lot of people send gifts to me, and it's pretty amazing. And I want to say thank you to all of you. It's really cool. It's really cool that you find it in your heart to reach out to me and send me handwritten letters. That's nobody does that anymore. So I just want to say thank you to everybody that sends me gifts that they work on and handwritten letters. That really warms my heart, you know, especially this guy. I don't know. Bing. All right. So that's going to be my pun. Every time I say something stupid, bing. All right. Which is going to be all the time. Folks, Venmo, D-Rod 1977. I try to answer all questions on there. D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon. When the lights go out, the storm is coming. Yeah. When the lights go out, the Mexican mix about a white girl that goes slumming with a Mexican back in the day. And they had me, a half German and half Mexican hombre. Health with Nino, folks. History is being made, literally. It really is. History is being made. So much shit's coming. History is being made thanks to new study. There's a strong evidence to suggest that collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Researchers found supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration over 1,100 people. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger-looking skin than my favorite collagen, like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock your secret to health aging with this amazing powder, folks. I think I look... Yesterday was my birthday. I'm 45. I think I look pretty good for 45. Health... with Nino is notorious. It's notorious for selling out due to their high demand. If you order now, you'll get 51% off, folks. Free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Health with Nino or visit the link down below, folks. Hit the link below. Hit the link below. We're going to talk about the flag at Trump's rally. And I've been getting a lot of people sending me their opinion on it, theories, and what I think it is. And folks, I think that there's a lot of things that need to be taken very, very, very seriously. I pride myself on being a smart individual. Sometimes I'm a little whack. Sometimes I'm a little nuts. I understand. I get it. A lot of you think I'm crazy. I understand. But I don't think he's fucking around. I don't think you, all you people out there that were saying, ah, conspiracy this, conspiracy that. The storm is coming, and it ain't for us. It's for you. Take what he's doing very fucking serious. I would. I would. Just saying. Anyway, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Nino's Corner on Spotify. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter is Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I put the Alex Jones video up there. Remember, folks, I simply lay it out for you to play it out. I interview people so that when they come on, they feel comfortable. And you all, you, meaning you, you decide. Not me. You all are the judge and jury. Not me. I just bring information. I just bring information. And you all do with what you want with it. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Bing! Get some cool gear like this hat I'm wearing right here. No, I don't have any Selena shirts. Itty bitty bam bam. I got Truth Social. David Rodriguez Boxer on Truth Social. Itty bitty, itty bitty, itty bam bam. Nino's Corner.tv is fire. Why aren't you fucking there? Nino's Corner.tv. Nino's Corner.tv. I have Ron Partain coming on talking about the three pillars that take down America. Communist. David Snedeker is on there right now talking about that letter in the alphabet. That's up right now. That was close to 2 hours. My ass was going, this time it was my left butt cheek was going numb on me. Last time with Juan, it's the right. With Snedeker, it's the left. I have Jesse Savoda coming on. I have Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's coming on, I think, tomorrow. I think tomorrow I have Steve Bannon. We shall see. Mark Sherwood and Juan O'Savin is going to be up there. I believe I'll put him up tomorrow. I already did the interview talking about Trump taunting the bull like it's a bullfight. Talking about basically, if you all have ever been to a bullfight, I have. I went to many of them as a kid. Yes, I understand already. Yeah, I know. I look at it now like it's fucked up. I know. I didn't really even like it when I was a kid. I feel very bad for the bull. And now that I'm older, I understand the fear the bull was having. But now, you know, the matador gets on both knees and he taunts the bull once the bull's head is down, in order to place that dagger between the shoulder blades. And he taunts the bull to get the bull to rush. And that's where we're at with Trump in the deep state right now. He's on his knees. He's holding up the red cape and taunting the bull. Come on! Yeah! Come on! Make your fucking move! Let me checkmate you! You're going to get it! But they're going to make their move, and they're going to have to. And the fact that Trump has come out, and I know some of you know this. Thank you for the happy. Yeah, it was my birthday yesterday. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Hey, yo. 45 years old. The fact that he was wearing that you-know-what symbol on his lapel, on his coat, the fact that he's been reposting some of it should tell you. Stamp of approval. And this is kind of what I've been waiting for, was for him. I know we're close now. Now I know we're close. He's letting you know it's coming. And all the Associated Press and everybody who's written about this man, oh, these crazy conspiracies. Not so fast, Jack. Not so fast. I would take it very serious. I'd be worried. And without further ado, folks, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks, itty bitty bum bum. Yeah. So, all right, folks, we want Nino. All right, no escaping the storm because they're not escaping it. And I'm starting to believe more and more, yeah, they're going to make their final moves, but the storm is more geared and they should be worried about the storm. I think the storm is going to affect them, devastatingly affect them. I don't think with us, we know what we have to prepare for. We know what's going to happen. We know what's coming. It's going to be rough. But what I'm putting together on my own and the interviews that I'm doing, I believe these are obvious comms. And I'm going to say words on here. So I'm going to be coded, as I always am, coded. The letter in the alphabet, those type of things, you know what I'm saying when I say that. So you understand. The letter in the alphabet on Trump's jacket, reposting certain things on Truth Social. Undertaker music is a com. It is a com. The black stars on the flag. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails about this on people's opinions on it, but you got to remember, not only was there black on the flag, it could be a blacked out flag. It could mean we're occupied. It could mean give no quarter, which means the military is going to kill them rather than take prisoners, which I agree with that. And it means occupied. It can mean occupied. But there was also gold stripes, folks. Now, I've seen some photos of this. Gold stripes on the flag. And this is hypothetical. I'm just guessing. This is opinion. Okay? I'm not coming out of your strap. That's what it means. I got my intel. They told me. Does it mean we're going to a gold-backed standard? Is that what that means? Why is gold so prevalent? Gold-backed? That's what I think. I think we're no longer going to be under this fiat system. And I'm kind of late to the ball myself, folks. Don't feel so bad about it. You may be late to the ball. I'm late to the ball. And I'm right now trying to get as much as I can. Silver and gold, because I think that's where this is going. Regardless, there were gold stripes. I received numerous, so yeah, it wasn't just the black on there. It had silver stripes too. I didn't see that. Well, then that's obvious. If it had silver and gold, then that would tell you where we're headed, folks. XRP, XLM. I'm not an expert on any of that stuff. I'm not going to tell. I'm not a financial expert to any degree. But I would like to call these comms, what he's doing, fuck around and find out comms. Because this dude is either absolutely fucking insane, which the media would like you to believe he's absolutely fucking full retard, insane, or this guy means fucking business. And I don't think a guy of this stature with his reputation in business is a retard, is an idiot. I think this guy means fucking business. And I think people out there, if you're watching some Ninos, some of you liberals, I'd be worried. Just saying. And this is just what I'm picking up from what I'm seeing. Okay. I don't have any special intel out there giving me information. This is what I'm seeing. And I do this shit. Now I'm doing this 24/7. I have no life. This is what I'm seeing. This is the greatest show on earth. And I would take this fucking dead. And I'm going to say that again. I would take this dead fucking serious. Now, think of this. It makes sense that weirdo Zach, whatever the fuck his name, Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, when Trump came out and said he wanted to come to the White House and see me, the weirdo. Now, let's think about this for a second. Why would Mark Zuckerberg want to go see Trump? Maybe he's like, fuck, man. Shit's getting real. And I don't know. I kind of want to save my ass because I know what's coming. Maybe I want to work a deal. So I better go see the man himself and beg for my fucking life? I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Then he goes on Rogan and outs the FBI. Huh. Was that part of a deal maybe? And then maybe I think to myself, Rogan, I kind of went against him, but maybe Rogan is playing a part too. Maybe he had to make his platform, I don't know, neutral. So he came out and said Trump is a threat to democracy. That being said, then he invites Zuckerberg on and look what happens. Zuckerberg outs the FBI. I don't know. It doesn't, to me, they're trolling the deep state. Now, I could be wrong, folks. I'll be the first. I'm hypothetically thinking here. This is just shit. But this is what I'm putting together. Here's another thing. Now, I talk a lot of shit about Real Raw News and the McAfee on Telegram, and it's like, it's bullshit. But maybe, just maybe, what they're doing is doing what the deep state's done to us for decades, which was condition the public and troll the public and herd the cattle in a certain direction and adrenalize us through fear tactics and trauma. I almost choked on my tongue. I have a seizure. Through fear tactics and trauma. Now, think about this. Real Raw News. Yeah, that's bullshit. I think it's satire as well. I do. But maybe there's a purpose for this. Now, maybe the purpose is to troll the deep state. To adrenalize them. Let them know. Show them what they're going to do before they do it. Like they do to us in Hollywood and in the news. That's what I think is happening, man. I don't know. I mean, I'm putting this together myself, folks. I could be wrong. The storm is for them. A lot of concerts are being canceled, folks. A lot of concerts are being canceled. Arnold Parks just can't, and I'm talking a lot, okay? There's many artists out there, and I have tickets to go see ACL this year in October, and I love concerts. I love live music. I love it more than sporting events. I've been watching a little football this year. By the way, Dallas Cowboys, leave the backup quarterback in. You know what you're missing on your team? Heart. You're missing heart, and that guy has heart, and he's playing his balls off for you because he has something to prove. Let him fucking stay. Let him stay. Just let him do his thing. He's doing a good job. All right, just my two cents. You're missing heart. You got it right now. Leave that component in your team. Okay, just saying. So Arnold Parks cancels U.S. tour. Damn it. Tour dates due to debilitating mental health issues. Arnold Parks has canceled a number of her forthcoming U.S. tour dates to protect her mental health. I am broken. She's broken. She said in a statement, the singer began a run of shows in the States at the start of the month, but said that her mental health has deteriorated to a debilitating place and left her burnt out. Is that going to be an excuse now for everything? I mean, I feel that shit daily. I'm burnt out daily, and I get up here and I fucking do what I got to do. I take little breaks here and then to recalibrate, to get my thoughts in order. But for the most part, it's like, what if I don't know, boxing? I mean, it was like, I felt like that every time I fought, man. Like, I was like, I don't want to do this. I had the flu. I would go into the ring with broken ribs sometimes, already a busted hand. And my trainer was like, tough shit. This is adversity. This is what you have to get through. And it's now it's just this weak mindedness. But I kind of feel like maybe it's an excuse. I don't know. I think maybe they're being told by higher ups to like, yo, cancel. Something's coming. I don't know. Just a thought. And I'd like to say also on my Telegram, I posted that picture of Kim Kardashian with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, and I was wondering to myself, wow. Why would she do that? Why would she post a picture of the Wicked Witch? And if you read the comments below that, it's on Instagram, the Kim Kardashian account. She posts a picture of herself and with Hillary Clinton and Chelsea Clinton on Instagram. And bam, there is like endless comments on there showing pizza slices, saying no, unfollow, 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 no, no, no. And all I got to say is, yes, good. It looks like we are there. We are awakened, not woke. As much as the liberal media wants to tell you the woke movement, it's not happening. We are awakened. Just go to her account and read the comments. I didn't find one comment, maybe two retards on there, but that's it. I didn't, thousands upon thousands of comments bashing her. Why would she post a picture of herself with Hillary and Chelsea? The backlash is insane, and they did nothing about it. The comments are still up there. What's happening? Something's happening. Yeah, the comments on there are gold. You're right. I don't know, folks. Strange times. Strange times. So Trump openly and embraces the letter in the alphabet, conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories. He's openly embracing it. Okay. And I can't say the word, so I'm going to say the letter in the alphabet. After winking at that letter in the alphabet for years, Donald Trump is overtly embracing the baseless conspiracy theory, even as the number of frightened real world events linked to it grows. So that's why they're putting that stigma on it, like extremist, crazy conspiracy theorists. More than ever for that guy to come out and wear the lapel pin, and now he's like putting it in your face to tell you this is a military operation. I have no choice but to believe. I believed it in the beginning. I believe it now. I was always one foot in, one foot out with that. But I think this has to be. And this is my opinion. Okay, I'm entitled to my opinion. On Tuesday, using his Truth social platform, the Republican former president reposted an image of himself wearing that letter in the alphabet lapel pin overlaid with the words, "The storm is coming." So something's coming, which means I think the storm is for them. Yeah, I think the economy is going to get destroyed. I think certain things are going to happen, but we're prepared for that, right? I hope we are. And we're going to be able to tough this out. It's them that are, I don't know. Seems that way to me. If he's endorsing it and he's coming out with a stamp of approval, I think he means business. Fuck around and find out. That's what I think this means. And I would not be, I would... And I think that flag on the stage meant, what I think it meant is, come clean now and maybe you will be spared. I don't know. I wouldn't fuck around with this. This guy is not an idiot. He's not. And in that letter in the alphabet lore, it means... The storm refers to Trump's final victory when supposedly he will regain power and his opponents will be tried and potentially executed on live television. I would say pay-per-view. No. But, you know, why would he, and it says here, as Trump contemplates another run for presidency, you think so? Because I haven't heard him say anything about that, me personally. I haven't heard it. And... he's never conceded, so I think he knows something else. Something else is coming, and these people are so stuck in the third dimension, not thinking outside the box, not in the fifth dimension. These people are so fucking stuck in the old magic, in the old dimension. We are not in the third. I am operating in the fifth dimension. I see things spiritually, and I bring it into my existence. Okay, that's how I operate, and I think that's how we all operate when we know our true potential. But these people trapped in the third dimension, which is mainstream media, and they try to keep you there into that lower vibration. They're going to keep saying these baseless claims. It's a conspiracy. For him to come out and publicly endorse this, folks. He means business. He's a businessman. I would take it serious. I wouldn't fuck around. Donald Trump was asked what would happen to the country if he were indicted. His answer is something else. CNN. In an interview with conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt on Thursday, Donald Trump was asked what he thought would happen if he were indicted for his role in the keeping classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home he had left at the White House. Here's the exchange, bolding is mine. Okay, so Hewitt, you know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again? Trump, I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. I've already stated this. So basically saying it's not going to deter him from running. He's taunting the bull, as Juan would say in my program, and that's going to be on ninoscorner.tv. Bing, right there, ninoscorner.tv. That's going up mañana. Right now, David Snedeker's up. So I think some big things are coming, folks. I think some big, big things are coming. Now, I'm putting myself out there by saying that, but I think a blind person can see this. Now, let's go to the next article, shall we? Shall we? Next article. Biden, get this, folks. Member Juan has said this many times. Close Gitmo. Close it. Come on. Close it. Biden's administration quietly steps up efforts to close Guantanamo. The Biden administration is revamping an effort to close the Guantanamo Bay prison for the first time, appointing a senior diplomat to oversee the detainee transfers and signaling it won't interfere with the plea negotiations that can resolve the long-stalled prosecution of alleged 9/11 mastermind Khalid Saki. And four co-defendants. After taking a low-profile approach to the matter of the first year of his term to avoid political controversy, President Biden is moving closer to fulfilling a campaign promise to shut the facility down. People familiar with this matter said, now, I don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to try, but maybe something happens before he gets even close to it. He hasn't been able to do it. And I don't think he's going to. Look, I'd be surprised if... I can always be wrong, folks. I'll come on here and I will always correct my mistakes, because I'm just like you. I'm your voice. But he's hell-bent on trying to close it, and I don't think he's going to be able to. The newest detainees arrived in 2008. Some of the men have been held for two decades. Folks, they're worried. They're worried. They're like, shut it down. I've heard they're expanding it. I've heard they're building courthouses, military courthouses. Remember what I should have named this video, Fuck Around and Find Out. These people are not getting away. I don't think they're getting away with any of this, man. It's coming down. The walls are coming down, or the walls are closing in on them. Again, right now it's about right here. It's touching the cranium now, and then soon Axel, what are you doing, man? I'm trying to do a show here, buddy. Axel, come here, buddy. So he barks at anything. A bird just flew by and he started to bark. All right, folks. So Trump team claimed boxes at Mar-a-Lago were only news clippings. Sit down, Axel. Sit. Come here. I don't know what he's looking at. Trump team claimed boxes at Mar-a-Lago were only news clippings months before National Archives officials retrieved hundreds of classified documents and 50 boxes from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago club. They were told that none of the material was sensitive or classified and that Trump had only 12 boxes of news clippings, according to people familiar with the conversation between Trump's team and the archives. Axel, come here. Stop being an asshole. Sometimes his name is Asshole. Asshole, come here. So during a September 2021 phone call with top archives lawyer Gary Stern, former deputy White House counsel Pat Fibbin offered reassuring news. Philbin said he had talked to former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows, who made the assertion about the dozen of boxes of clippings. The people were familiar with the call said, "Shut up!" Trump's team was aware. No other materials, Philbin said, relying on information that he got from Meadows. Going after Meadows pretty hard. Sorry about my dog, folks. No, it was a bird. It wasn't a squirrel. A bird flew by and it just set him off. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. Axel, can you stop, man? What is your deal, dude? I think he has anxiety. You guys think I should give him some like trazodone or something? Because he's like this all day now. Ever since what happened to him at the animal hospital. No, seriously, like what happened to him at the animal hospital, like he almost died. I almost lost him. He's now like a neurotic mess. Come here. What's wrong, buddy? He's a neurotic mess. And he's not a joke. Okay, buddy. You're like, you gotta stop. Okay? Sit down. All right. So he's been an erotic mess. I don't want to put him on drugs, but he's been nonstop crying. Like it's been like, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with him. I got to figure it out though, because I got to maybe get him medicine, anxiety medicine. He doesn't stop crying. Now let me see if I can get on with the program. I'm sorry for the interruption. CBD, I give him. Come here, Axel. You're saying CBD, huh? Okay, I thought I had some. Well, I thought I had some. All right, here we go. Let's get on with the program. Music helps. All right. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis breaks gubernatorial fundraising record. Now, I've said this before. I back Trump because of the obvious of what basically everything I've stated here in this program thus far. Now, Ron DeSantis, I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I'm watching him. And anybody the media gets behind and all these backers get behind, it's suspect to me. I just, my horse is Trump. I'm with the horse that got us here. That's me. And I know most of you are the same way. I'm not saying Ron is a bad guy. I don't know, but I'm watching him. And that's all I'm going to say. So Ron DeSantis breaks gubernatorial's fundraising record. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' political operation reported raising $177.4 million through September 9th, breaking the gubernatorial fundraising record without adjusting for inflation. A new Open Secrets analysis of state campaign finance filings found his reelection campaign has raised over $31.4 million since January, and friends of Ron DeSantis, his state-level PAC, that is not subject to contribution limits, raked in $146 million since January of 2019. Now, we all like what he's doing, right? So DeSantis took credit Thursday for sending two planes of migrants without notice to Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, telling CNN that all American communities should share the burden, which he's right. Imagine El Paso. It doesn't bother me because I would never notice the difference. There's so many Mexicans here, Dave. There's just so many Mexicans, you can't notice it. I'm half Mexican, so I'm good with it. I've been raised on the border, on both sides. The latest coordinated effort by Republican governors to protest the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, who sent buses of migrants to Vice President Kamala Harris's home in the District of Columbia on Thursday, said are inadequate federal efforts to secure the country's southern border. How do you like how we, you see how we feel now? Now we're sending him to you. How do you like it? So I like what he's doing. I do like what Ron DeSantis is doing. But I'm still, my man's still Trump. But I still like what DeSantis is doing. But I'm watching you, DeSantis. I was like the Mexican Tyson. Hey, bro, I watched your old fights. You were like the Mexican Tyson. That's what they called me. I did fight like Tyson. I was fucking vicious, and I was fast, and I hit hard. And I still do. I miss it. Ugh, don't get me started on my boxing career. I want to cry. Deal averting railroad strike has potential to fall apart, and I think it will. I think, they're probably – look – they're going to wait till after the midterms for it to fall apart, most likely, right? I mean, they're calming everything down right now just to get us there. And then, so the White House brokered agreement to avert a railroad strike has the potential to fall apart, threatening widespread economic disruption right before the midterm elections. Rail workers are set to vote on the tentative deal reached between unions and railroads Thursday morning. If any of the 12 railroad... unions fall to ratify a new contract. Nearly 125,000 rail workers could be headed for a strike. Now, this article was yesterday. I know they read it. They reached a deal, but they're saying here it could fall apart. People aren't happy. Jake Paul. That guy, he fights bums. I don't even want to get into that bullshit. The propaganda begins, folks. The propaganda begins. He could be our first Jewish president. But first, he needs to beat the Christian nationalists. So this guy, Philadelphia, in one of the poorest neighborhoods and one of the poorest big cities in the country, blocks away from where a woman was gunned down just the day before, Josh Shapiro. Now, keep this name in mind. Josh Shapiro is singing with a group of black pastors. Shapiro, a type A attorney general running for to be the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania, rocks his pew. When a reverend asks the churchgoers to lift up their voices, he looks her in the eye and finishes her sentence, pronouncing me when she croons. What God has for me, it is for me. He then proceeds to give a 30-minute speech that was supposed to be closer to half as long. So this guy, I'm keeping an eye on Josh Shapiro, and so should you. So 2 million mourners were set to descend on the London's for the Queen's funeral, with 4 billion watching on TV. This was before it happened. So more than 2 million mourners are set to descend on the Capitol for Queen's funeral, while more than 4 billion will watch it on TV. I don't know what the official number is. It is expected to be the highest attended event in British history, the television's most watched ever. Talk about, what is it, Stockholm syndrome? Loving your captor, your loving your kidnapper, loving your... That's how I see this. These people have, like, they're so programmed to just love this lady. I don't know. Boy, are they going to have a rude awakening. They're going to have a rude awakening. Oh, boy. Court rules against social media companies and free speech censorship fight. Boom, we got to win. So, a federal appeals court in New Orleans has ruled in favor of Texas law that seeks to rein in the power of social media companies like Facebook and Twitter to censor free speech. The decision by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court on Appeals in New Orleans, handed down on September 16th, upholds the constitutionality of a Texas law signed by Governor Greg Abbott last year and delivers a victory to Republicans in their fight against big tech censorship of conservative viewpoints. Today, we reject the idea that Corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor the people, what people say, U.S. Circuit Court Judge Andrew Oldham wrote in the opinion. Because the district court held otherwise, reverse is its injunction and remand for further proceedings, Oldham added, setting the stage for a showdown in the U.S. Supreme Court. So this is going to the Supreme Court. Okay, it's probably going to end up there, but we're winning. We're winning. DeSantis says more flights are in the works, folks. More flights are in the... How's my mic sound? Check, 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 check. Does it sound better? I thought I fixed it yesterday. Dave Snedeker helped me fix it. Is it working? Does it sound like I'm using a mic, or does it sound like I don't need it at all? Sounds good? Sounds great? Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2. All right. DeSantis says he's considering more flights with illegal immigrants. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Friday said that there could be more flights containing illegal immigrants to other locations after he sent around 50 to the wealthy enclave of Martha's Vineyard. Obviously, there's going to be buses like Texas. There's going to be more buses like Texas is doing. And there may be some more flights containing illegal aliens. DeSantis told a news conference in Florida. The Republican governor did not say whether he would send more to Martha's Vineyard, a Massachusetts island that has long been favored by the wealthy and powerful as a vacation spot. And what they do? They brought in the National Guard, like we should be doing in all the other cities. But it's okay if they do it. When the liberals cry over that they don't want it in their backyard. No, dude, what are these dirty Mexicans doing walking around our streets? I'm trying to have a vacation. I don't want to look at Mexicans. I don't want to be looking at Mexicans. I look at one in the mirror every day, and I see a Mexican, not a Mexican, a Mexican. I'm a Mexican, not a Mexican. Ha, ha, ha. Breaking, Israel has carried out an airstrike on Damascus International Airport. You guys might want to follow up with that, because I didn't. I just got that. Oh, all right. Oh, boy, here's this. Here's more boogeyman news, and I'm always reluctant to share boogeyman news, but I do it anyway. What moves us closer to the unfortunate finish line of getting long boogeyman? Y'all know what boogeyman is. Don't say it on here. Please don't say it on here. CNN, you may have to up to a 50% higher risk of developing long boogeyman, you know, boogeyman, if you suffer from common psychiatric issues such as anxiety or depression, a recent study found. So this is going to help pharmaceutical companies with, I don't know, antidepressants, signs. We got to move away from Western. I don't want to say anymore. Signs of them. Can include breathing problems, brain fog, chronic coughing, changes in taste and smell, overwhelming fatigue, difficulties in performing daily life functions, and disruptions in sleep that can last months, even years, after the infection has cleared the body. So if you have any of those, go see a doctor, okay? Because you could have long boogeyman. New York City fires. New York City fires another 850 teachers and teaching aides as they failed to get the boogeyman. They didn't get it. So by the September 5th deadline, they got fired, bringing a total to 1,950 terminated by the Department of Education since these took place. They're gone. Another 850 teachers got you out of here because they don't want to cooperate. Good for you. Denver is setting the standard for liberal horseshit. All right. Denver allocates $2 million. They're taking $2 million of taxpayer dollars and funds to provide homeless women, trans, non-binary people with $12,000 in no strings attached cash. No strings attached cash. As a last-ditch effort to lift them out of destitution, combat soaring crime, and clean up encampments. So they're going to give them money. Okay? So Denver has allocated $2 million from the American Rescue Plan Act to fund the program, which will be run by the Denver Basic Income Project. The participants will be chosen at random, but will largely be women, transgender, and non-binary individuals. The program, which in total will cost around $9 million, is seeking to help around 820 people. But the $2 million provided by the city will fund around 140 people. The program will be divided into three groups, with 260 receiving $6,500 upfront, then $500 a month for 12 months. Another 260 will get $1,000 a month for 12 months, and 300 will get $50 stipends and complete surveys to see how the program is working. I'll tell you how the program is going to work. I'll tell you right now. Most of these people are not mentally sound, and they're not there. And a lot of them are drinking alcohol and doing drugs. So what you're going to be giving them with $1,000 a month, would they probably make more than that by panhandling, just to let you know. They probably make more than that on the street asking for money. That's probably nothing to them. They're going to use it for what else? I don't know. This, getting a motel room every weekend to shoot up. Just a thought. I don't know. Just a thought. It's just a way for you to siphon money from the taxpayers. That's all you're doing. I'm a firm believer, folks. You're in the situation because you want to be in that situation. You want to turn your life around? Go fucking turn it around. Take me, for example. I had an illustrious, amazing boxing career. I then hit rock bottom. I fell into drugs and alcohol. Nobody was going to turn that around for me. Giving me more money was not going to turn that around for me. But I tell you what did turn it around. Me. I had to stop doing it. I had to end. Look, my brain told my hand to pick up a drink and go like this. That was me. You could take a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. Giving them more money ain't going to help the fucking problem. But we need to appease to these people. We need to be nice. Christian values. Is it Christian values to enable somebody to do more drugs? Not to me. Last month, the city of Los Angeles initiated a similar program and will give 1,000 residents $1,000 per month. It doesn't apply to homeless people, and the recipients were chosen randomly out of more than 180,000 people who applied. So the hardworking people, we're taking your fucking money and giving it to who we want. I think $1,000 a month will only feed into drug paraphernalia. Alcohol, maybe a hotel room or motel room for a night, a couple nights. But okay, do what you got to do. State abortion bans face religious liberty lawsuits from the left. As bans on abortion take effect in a number of states, faith leaders with liberal views on the issue are taking a page out of the constitutional legal playbook. Or the conservative legal playbook, sorry, arguing in new lawsuits that the restrictions infringe on their religious beliefs. It infringes from exercising their own religious views. What religion? Satanism? I mean, fuck. Fucking what religion are you talking about? What religion says it's okay to kill? They also say the new laws have made clergy afraid that if they counsel their parishioners on abortion, they could face legal risks for aiding and abetting the procedure. But a dozen states have begun enforcing laws prohibiting many or most abortions since the Supreme Court issued a decision in June overturning Roe v. Wade. Many lawsuits challenging the bans tend to focus on arguments the state constituents offer guarantees of equal protection and personal liability that include the right to an abortion. Muchas gracias, Nino. Just a little token of appreciation for all your hard work. Gracias, Pat Truist. Thank you. Muchas gracias. A new pro-Trump dating app backed by right-wing tech billionaire Peter Thiel has not even launched yet, but it's already facing lots of rejection. So, the right stuff. It's called the right stuff. The right stuff, scheduled to debut this month, was co-founded by former Trump body man and aspiring matchmaker Johnny McEntee, who recruited the sister of former White House press secretary Kellyanne McEnany. What the fuck's her name? McEnany, to help launch the app. Ryan McEnany, or whatever, is particularly suited for the job. She has 146,000 Instagram followers, mostly young conservatives, and has been assigned a particularly tough task convincing attractive conservative women to sign up. Her basic pitch, according to Instagram messages reviewed by the Daily Beast, is a mix of flattery and exclusively, "Hi, I'm working with John McEntee's team on an exclusive conservative dating app called The Right Stuff that's expected to launch this summer. We would love to get you on the list for early access to the app." So The Right Stuff is catching a lot of heat by liberal syndicates because it's a dating app for conservatives. Folks, I got a coffee company coming. Well, it's my friend's coffee company. And then I got a Patriot Index coming for Patriot businesses coming. And I'm working on that every day hard. We're almost finished with it, and it's coming. The Patriot Index is coming, and it's going to be fucking fire, okay? Patriot like-minded businesses working together, and that's what we're forming, and that's what I'm going to be putting out. And soon you'll see the banner behind me somewhere. A North Carolina school board cleared the room of teens to read a book of sex scene out loud. So sexy, sexy, sexy. All right. So the chair of the Cabarrus County Board of Education ordered its teenage student interns to leave a public meeting this week before a board member read an oral sex scene aloud from an award-winning teen novel. What award did this win? This is the kind of crap that's in our schools, and you think it's okay? Board Vice Chair Laura Blackwell said during Monday night's work session, referring to a passage of John Green's 2005 Looking for Alaska. Folks, give me a thumbs up if you think I'm doing all right. This is a long one today, I think. I think I went too long today. I usually end the broadcast about right here, but I'm still going, and I'm going on to what the fuck news? What the fuck news? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, folks. What the fuck news? Axe-wielding madman runs amok in New York City's McDonald's, and nobody's loving it. Oh, boy. It was a Big Mac attack. It was a Big Mac attack. An axe-wielding wingnut ran amok inside a Delicacy Street McDonald's, terrorizing patrons and causing thousands of dollars worth of property damage, officials said. What started as a nothing burger at 2:25 a.m. dispute between the suspect Michael Palacios, 31, of the Bronx, and three other men escalated into a rampage. People are losing their minds. The three men smacked a smirking Palacios and then is seen on video putting his right arm against his head before calmly walking over to his backpack, where he pulled out an axe and then threatened his combatants and frightened Patriots. So the guy gets slapped in the face and decides, oh yeah, motherfucker. He walks his backpack and takes out an axe. Bro, please, you better chill, one of the men told him. A crazed Palacios then approached one stunned woman with an axe and shouted, don't be afraid of me, be afraid of him. No one was loving it. An early Friday episode captured on TikTok user Shakes Magoo, who snarked, New York City always good for some chaotic mayhem. He didn't hurt anybody, but he could have been ugly. That's why I keep my knife on me at all time, he spouted, as one of the onlookers yelled in horror of the recorded incident. People are losing their minds, folks. I'm telling you what, folks, I'm keeping an eye on everything. I think big things are coming. I really do. And I know we all know it. We all feel it. I think these comms are obvious. We see them every day now. I wanted to see what he was going to do on this rally. I really did. So I watched this and I thought, man, it's obvious now. This guy, whatever you think of him as a nut, whatever you want to think about Trump, that's fine. Everyone has a right to their opinion. This is America. My opinion is that he means business. He means business, and I think, and I know you idiots out, some of you go, oh, you're doing that sign. No. What I'm telling you is he means business, and this is what I'm picking up. I'm picking up what he's laying down, and he's giving it a stamp of approval. He's letting people know he's not fucking around. He's not messing around with these people. They can say whatever they want to say. Oh, we're not going to take him serious. We're going to laugh at it. It's dumb. You're going to be dead wrong. Dead wrong. That's how I see it. That's my opinion. That's David's opinion. But it's only my opinion. We're coming into it, folks. We're coming into it. And I'll be here to help you through this like a lighthouse in the storm. And I'll bring the best interviews I can with Juan O'Savin, people like Alex Jones, Steve Bannon, all of them coming on ninoscorner.tv. I'll do the best I can to bring you what you want. The very best I can to bring you what you want. And I don't debate, I don't argue, I don't do any of that shit. I let you decide. I'm your voice and I'm your soundboard. ninoscorner.tv, that's where it's at. And if you want to get some cool gear like this hat coming at you live, Patriot Wear right there. PatriotWear.com. All right, folks, I'm out of here. I'll see you later. I got some interviews lined up. I got to hit it hard. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Ah! Itty bitty bum bum.